to CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs woman was arrested this week for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th last year. Jennifer Horvath broke into the building after a rally at the White House with President Donald Trump while Congress was certifying the 2020 election. She decorated a Winston Churchill statue and marched through the hall. She faces federal charges. Denver metro home prices hit record highs in April, but there are some signs the market might be cooling off. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Residential homes sold at a median price of nearly $625,000, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. With interest rates rising well over 5%, the bidding wars and cutthroat home buying tactics the area has seen in the past year have slowed down. Still, homes in the $35,000 to $500,000 range are in short supply, making the area increasingly unaffordable for middle-class people. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The snow that's collected in Colorado's mountains and on the ground is starting to melt, and the total amount of snowpack has dropped to around 80% of what's normal for this time of year. Federal data shows snowpack in the Southwest is around 40% of average. In the upper Rio Grande River Basin in the south, it's just 30%. Less snow means less water flowing into rivers and reservoirs. About half of Colorado is in a severe drought. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 70 degrees and clear. Expect a high near 86 degrees there tomorrow. In Denver, a fire weather watch has been posted for Saturday with windy conditions and a high of 87 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.